Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
This is Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we are talking with the band Whitney. It just released its second album, Forever Turned Around. But first, Greg, in honor of Labor Day, we are going to share our favorite songs about quitting your job. I have done this several times in my career. It can feel very liberating. It can also feel very frightening. As with all great life-changing events, there's a wide range of emotions, and there's a lot of different songs encapsulating them, and you get to go first.
Yes, indeed, Jim. One of the most iconic figures that we're going to be talking about today is this man, Jimmy Reed, a great blues artist from the 50s and 60s, primarily, when he had his greatest successes, just a string of key songs during that era. Big Boss Man is one of the most well-known of those songs. It's a little shuffle, a blues shuffle, but the groove is one of those most imitated Jimmy Reed grooves of all time. He had a great band with him in the studio, including Willie Dixon on bass and Earl Phillips on drums, and his wife singing backup vocals. She was his co-songwriter on many songs. This particular song was actually written by Reed's manager and one of the VJ staff writers at the time, Luther Dixon, which is odd because, you know, Jimmy Reed is talking about sticking it to the man here. You know, mm-hmm. The man could be his manager for all we know. You know, and the way he talks about it, he's almost got like this laconic style. It's kind of laid back, you know. He's not giving the big boss man the compliment of respecting or fearing or getting mad at him. He's dismissing him like he's flicking a fly
flicking him off his forearm, yeah.
You know? You're a big guy, but you're not that. You're just tall. That's all you are. You know, that's big deal, you know? You're bothering me. You're making my life miserable. I see right through you. You're another big shot trying to make me feel small so you can feel bigger. You know, you're not much of a man at all. That's the attitude that comes through in this song for me. In that sense, it's a very subtle kiss-off song, but there's no doubt that he's singing about, you know, I'm moving on to something better as soon as I get rid of you. Big Boss Man from Jimmy Reed on Sound Opinions.
Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I come? Big Boss Man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain of water, but you won't let Jimmy start. Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you
that is Big Boss Man from Jimmy Reed, a big hit in 1960, covered by numerous artists as a quitting job song. What do you got, Jim?
Well, Greg, probably the go-to obvious choice for this show on great songs about quitting your job would have been Take This Job and Shove It, the 1977 classic of country music written by David Allan Coe. Became a huge hit under Johnny Paycheck. It's been covered many times, right?
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman does. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
But that's almost too obvious. I'm going to go way deep onto the soundtrack of perhaps one of the most inspiring movies for quitting your job of all time. Office Space comes out in 1999, right? I mean, it is so true to life. We've all lived some of that stuff. The guy with the stapler, you won't mind working all day Saturday, all that stuff, right? So Cannabis was a freestyle rapper, made a little bit of a name for himself in the mid-90s, put out a solo album in 1998. As far as I can tell, this is a really hard track to track down. It's a collaboration between Cannabis and Biz Markie. Now, Biz, of course, is the clown prince of hip-hop, one of the great stellar comic talents in all of rap history, I believe. He kind of samples, reworks, makes his own the Johnny Paycheck, David Allen Co., Take This Job and Shove It chorus in between Cannabis going on about, 6 o'clock every morning, you wake up yawning. The number of songs about work or quitting your job that begin with the alarm clock ringing, I mean, it's endless.
Yeah, right.
From Rush's Working Man to Shove This J-O-B by Cannabis and Biz Markie. I'm just super fond of this one. Here they are on SoundPage.
Yeah. Yo, 6 o'clock every morning, you waking up yawning to the sound of your alarm clock alarming. About an hour from now, you should be at your place of employment, which is annoying because it's so boring. Your co-workers be talking too loud for you to ignore them. It affects your occupational performance. You wonder why your workload is so enormous. Because your boss just laid off 3/4 of the whole office. People get depressed, they get ulcers from the stress that the corporate environment causes. Regardless of how you ultimately want to solve this, seems to me like you got 1 in 4 choices. You could take a new job offer for more tips, stick it out a little longer or forfeit. But my advice to anybody that wants to quit, it'll feel much better if you say it like this.
Take this job and shove it.
Tell them the S-H-O-V-E, the J-O-B. Put your middle finger up slowly. Put it close enough to his face so he can examine it closely. Say, I ain't working here no more. Who do you think you are? Rip your apron off, throw it on the floor. Run to the door, to the payphone. Make a toll-free call. Tell your spouse what happened to where you are, so they can come and get you in the car later on and help you search for a new 9-to-5 job. If the unemployment line ain't that long, you can take your time filling out W-9 forms. You get on if you try hard enough, and you get money if you keep punching your time hard enough. Maybe you hate it, maybe you love it, but if you hate it, all you gotta do is get mad and take the boss to
shove this J-O-B. That's J-A-Y-O-B-E-E. It's a hard one to find, not on the streaming services.
I know, I love this track though. It's so hilarious.
Isn't it great?
It's really a lot of fun, and it's too bad because Biz Markie's career, criminally underappreciated.
Way under it. We should do a Biz Markie like series of shows.
Oh my goodness. Here's another band that I think is criminally underrated too, although not by their hardcore fans. I mean, the Descendants have been around since the 70s. They have been putting out records since 1982. They put them out every few years. Sometimes there's huge gaps between those records. And the reason I bring that up is because that in some ways is the subject of their song, I Quit, which came out in 2004. Milo, the lead singer in the band, Milo Aukerman, is one of those guys who is an extremely multifaceted individual. He has he's got a PhD in biology. He's taught, he's been a professor in college. He's worked at chemical plants in addition to being the lead singer in this long-running punk band. And at times he said, I'm only going to do this for fun. If it stops being fun, I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
Because I got a wife and family. I got these other jobs that I like to do. I don't have to do this as a full-time job. So it's the most punk rock song ever. I mean, who else is going to write a song about, hey, this punk rock stuff, you know?
I'm done with it.
Get out the window. You know, I'm going to be more punk rock than you. what do you think? I wanted to be Mick Jagger or something, playing the Pixie at 50 or 60? Give me a break. These are lines from the song. I'm going to quit. It's not about, you know, enduring career, you know, fame and fortune. It's about, is this fun or not? And this song addresses that very succinctly. I Quit from the Descendants in 2004 on Sound Opinions. That is the Descendants with I Quit. Milo Aukerman doesn't always want to be in the Descendants, although he is now, thankfully. But there have been long gaps between records, and that's the reason, because he has other things that he wants to do as well.
Life is more than just slogging away in a van.
That's right.
I was almost going to not go to Bob Dylan, Maggie's Farm, because it's such an obvious choice. But then I realized the deep-seated personal connection I have with this song. So, you know, January 1965, one of the early Dylan classics released on Bringing It All Back Home, seen not only as what our pal Bill Wyman called a laconic look at the service industry, but as, you know, Maggie's Farm, toiling away on Maggie's Farm is a metaphor for I am not going to be what you, the man, expect me to be in that great 60s way. This is not a story about quitting that I'm going to tell you, but about getting fired. If you want to look at the particulars, John Caramanica just had me on his podcast a couple of weeks ago telling once again my footnote to a footnote to Rock Infamy, getting fired for panning Hootie and the Blowfish at Rolling Stone. But there I was. My wife at the time was 7 months pregnant. I'm having to drive in disgrace back to the Midwest after having been, you know, and the song that kept playing in my head was Maggie's Farm by Bob Dylan. Except I was tinkering with the lyrics. I ain't going to work on Jan Wenner's farm no more. And really, it played in my head for a good 3-4 weeks there until I filed for unemployment and began to rebuild my life. A great song about quitting. You know, if you're about to get fired, it is good to quit first, except that you can't collect unemployment.
Right,
so
right.
It's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. Bob Dylan on Sound Opinions.
Scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Hands you in. nickel. He hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. And he finds you every time you slam the door.
One of the all-time great I Ain't Gonna Work For You No More songs, Maggie's Farm by Bob Dylan. What's your last pick, Tom?
Well, you know, that's a classic, and I don't think I can vouch for this next song as a classic, but to me it is absolutely hilarious, and it's something I think all of us at a certain point in our lives have wanted to say, you know, about our boss. You know, everybody has worked a job where they feel like this. Beck with Soul Suckin' Jerk. you know, okay. You know, the first lines of the song, this is from his 1994 album, his third album that was kind of the Mellow Gold record, which was his breakthrough record. The one with Loser on it. Everybody remembers that song.
Yep.
This one's on there as well. He's got a job in a shopping mall, you know, where he has to wear a puke green uniform, to quote him directly, and serve fried chicken to customers that he obviously hates.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the logical response to that?
Plus, well, Beck is a vegan.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be serving any chicken.
Clearly in a dead-end job that, you know, is a soul-sucking job. He did what any rational person would do. He sets fire to his uniform. He jumps over the counter.
Yeah.
He runs through the mall. He gets lost downtown. Uses a fake fur coat that he borrows from a prostitute to hide from the cops. I mean, this is all part of this scenario.
Beck, the storyteller.
Yes, Beck is telling this wild, fanciful tale about a character who is clearly not loving his job and quits on the spot in a fit of pique that ends up in a huge fire and a chase through a shopping mall. It's Beck with Soul Suckin' Jerk on Sound Opinions.
I got a job making money for the man. Throw a chicken in a bucket with a soda pop can. Cute green uniform on my back. I had to set it on fire in Nevada chicken fat. I leaped on the counter like a bird with no hair. Running through the mini mall in my underwear. I got lost downtown, couldn't find a ride home. Sun went down, I got frozen to the bone. Till a hooker let me share her fake fur coat. As I took a little nap, the cops picked up the spoke. I tried to explain, I was only trying to get warm. I knew I never ever should have burned my uniform. He said, too bad, but I'm like a bullet hard slut. I didn't have no teeth, so I stole his gun. And I crawled out the window with my shadow and a spoon. Dancing on the roof, shooting holes in the moon. Sucking jack, I'm gonna take it all back, and I ain't saying jack. I ain't gonna work for no soul. Sucking jack, I'm gonna take it all back, and I ain't saying jack.
Beck with Soul Suckin' Jerk on Sound Opinions. A message to his boss.
Oh, man. Greg, I am going to close out with a song that this is one of those touching really super emotional daddy-daughter moments that I will share with you. When Melody was, I think, four and was just beginning to become aware of music and like wondering what kind of music dad liked, I taught her to sing this song. We changed the lyrics, although I always held that there are no bad words, only inopportune times to use them, like perhaps at preschool.
Right.
So don't sing those words. But I was trying to instill in my daughter a love of sticking it to the man. So I went to one of my all-time favorite bands, Wire, Pink Flag, Mr. Suit. No, Mr. Suit, right? This is one of the songs that Wire doesn't play anymore. You know, there was so much of the older stuff that was so far ahead of its time and that merges very nicely in with the music they're making that is very much of the moment in 2019. This song from the debut album Pink Flag is firmly 1977. You know, this is Sex Pistols, 76, Summer of Hate. No. I'm tired of being told what to think. I'm tired of being told what to do. I'm tired of blank and phonies. That's right, I'm tired of you. That is the ultimate no Mr. Suit song. There was a Mr. Suit, the boys in Wire have told me. I believe he was a record company or management, you know, related, and literally would come to, you know, the 100 Club, which is people with mohawks and safety pins through their noses, hocking loogies at each other in a suit. So, you know, there's always
that guy.
Timeless. There's always that guy. Mr. Suit by Wire on Sound Opinions.
One, two, three, four.
Mr. Suit by Wire, unless you accuse me of child abuse. My daughter grew up to love musical theater, so I didn't warp her that bad by teaching her that song. We want to hear from you now. What is your favorite song about quitting a job? Call our hotline at 888-859-1800 and tell us about it and why it works for you. In a minute, we'll talk with the Chicago band Whitney, whose music mixes the genres of indie and soft rock with a little bit of soul. That's coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.